Us here on the program. Tracy, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, we got the word late last week that this game time had been moved up an hour because it's going to be on national television. So, just looking forward to being off a little early today.
Yeah, why not? It's just a pleasure to talk to you guys anytime. So I don't care. I don't care if it's early or late.
Oh, brother.
Just to be able to hear Dave's voice is a treat.
Dave is in a little bit of a, he's a little testy because he's frustrated with not only the Rockies and their offensive woes this start of the season, but he's, and I'll ask the question for him, the way he put it, with all they did in spring training, you know, to get in shape, 25 games, whatever it is they played, he wants to know, and I'm speaking for you, Monty, why all the injuries, the nicks, the bumps, the bruises, the strained hammies, things like that?
Well, they knew it wouldn't be happening.
There you go, Monty.
What?
If they knew, it wouldn't be happening.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's really simple.
It still doesn't make him very happy, I don't think.
Well, nothing makes him very happy. I mean, if, like, you're worried about that all of a sudden?
Well, I'm not necessarily worried about it, but it makes it for a little bit more entertaining show. If he is happy. You know, sometimes when he's mad, it makes for an entertaining show.
I think when he's on vacation, it makes for
When is that, Dave?
Pretty damn quick, like in about 5 minutes.
They're trying a lot of things. They're moving Ian Desmond around to see if that gets him going. At what point, when he's still hitting below, 200, does Ian Desmond get some time away from the game?
Well, I guess it would depend on if you think you have an alternative that's ready to step in and do that. I think you'll find him going, probably become the full-time first baseman eventually. Will be that what happens because I think Dahl is going to wind up playing. I can't see why on earth you'd send David Dahl back down and not keep him out there in left field even with Cargo back. He's too much of a potential impact guy. I think Desmond will be fine. I'm not as worried about him as some people are. I think he'll be fine. I think he's a really good factor on the team. He's one of those guys that really does make a difference because he doesn't hang his head and feel sorry for himself, and he pushes other guys to be better. I like him. I guess is the best way to put it. I like what he brings to a ball club.
I'm one of those guys, too, that is, if a guy's a veteran that's been a proven veteran, to let him work stuff out. I'm just curious on if Bud Black, it seems like he's that type of guy, too, to let Ian Desmond work itself out. Does he have the history of pulling the plug, so to speak, on guys that have are having this kind of trouble that are proven veterans?
I think the only time that happens is if you are convinced that you have something better that you know is going to work. If you don't, you don't change just to be changing it because you're going to lose the impact that he has as a club guy. And if you don't replace it with a guy that comes in and is going to make you better offensively at that position, then you've become a negative. So. And I think you have to really think those situations through with veteran players and see at what point you want to make the move. But, I mean, to single out one guy for being the problem with the offensive woes of this team doesn't really fit. I mean, there's a lot of guys that aren't carrying their weight in this situation. And they don't have the weight to carry that David or I do. They don't even have to be that heavyweight, But it's more than Ian Desmond.
I got to agree with you there, Tracy. I mean, Ian Desmond is not hitting, but neither is really Valinka. Neither is, you pull Desmond out. What are you going to do, put McMahon in? He's hitting even worse than Desmond is. I mean, he doesn't have the experience. So that doesn't help you out anywhere,
Right.
I mean,
unless you have somebody that you can say, this guy's going to come in and we are going to be better because he's in there. I think you have to be careful, and you can't just emotionally react to stuff when you're making those decisions. This is an abnormal period for Desmond. He's never been this type. He's never had these kind of struggles. I mean, last year he put up decent numbers considering the fact he didn't play a lot, but he'd never had a year where he hadn't played a lot. He'd been on the disabled list once in his life, and he wound up on it three times last year. And really, when you start out with a broken hand because you're hit by a pitch, it's not really like it's your fault for having not done something. But you know, there are intangibles about certain people that you try to make sure you keep them a part of the ongoing operation as much as possible, because they do bring a lot of things of helping other people get their feet on the ground.
Okay, Cargo came off of the DL, and they put DJ on the DL. When DJ comes back, who do you think goes down? I mean, you're not going to send Dahl back down. I don't think you can send what's the other outfielder they just brought up?
Cuevas.
I mean, does Desmond go to first base on a regular basis and McMahon goes down? Because you can always move Parra over there to first base. He's got a little experience over there.
Oh, I think definitely, David, from the very standpoint of you want to play Dahl.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to put – so Parra's going to go into a fourth outfielder role, and he can fill in at first base once in a while. But the other thing of it is, you also want to get Desmond going, and he's not a guy that usually sits around. I mean, he plays. And so, and he also can finally settle in at first base. You know, he came here to be a first baseman, and I think he's played more games in the outfield. And, you know, he's trying to learn the position. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of little factors that enter into this that aren't quite that simplistic, but... You know, the bottom line is if other people start carrying their weight, then it's also not as obvious. And, you know, this isn't a team that's lived up to what it should be able to do offensively.
Tracy, I must have missed this on Friday. What was the deal with Tyler Anderson for the inning and a third? What was going on with him?
Breathing problems.
How's that going? Have you heard anything?
Everything's supposed to be fine. He was trying to convince him to let him pitch out of the bullpen the last couple of days, but he just told him to wait for his fifth day, and he can go back out and start again. He's used to the thin air, so he got down there in all that thick air, right?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he couldn't catch his – well, no, that doesn't work. I'm not particularly worried about the Rockies. I guess it's the fact that it seems like every time you get a rally going, or it looks like you're going to get a rally going, here comes somebody to the plate, and you go, oh, crap, just put up and out, okay? Because they're not hitting in those clutch situations when you've got runners on base. The other night, I think the statistic was they were 1 of 17 with runners in scoring position. The problem is they're not stringing any hits together. Yeah, they're getting long balls, they're getting home runs. They probably have 4 or 5, you know, balls on this weekend that a lot of ballparks would have been out of there, but that's not what you needed. What you need is guys that are stringing, you know, hits together to produce runs.
Yeah, well, I think you've analyzed that to a T, and I agree with you totally. It's a situation. I mean, they're winning games where they get one hit with a runner in scoring position the entire game. And, you know, it's just not acceptable.
But isn't that kind of what's going on across baseball right now, though? I mean, with the strikeouts up, home runs are being hit, but the strikeouts are up. You're not seeing hitting to contact right now.
No, it's part of the many things that the new generation of executives thinks home runs and launch angles are more important than a good, solid approach at the plate. You know, it's just like, they don't want anybody to be able to pitch 7 innings because that would ruin their theory that somebody might be good enough to go out and pitch 7 innings.
Is there a team that is not subscribing to that right now? I mean, is there somebody close to a team that uses, you know, hitting and situational hitting and things like that to be successful?
I think the Rockies will get more and more that way. I think Mr. Black is from listening to him, he's kind of at a point of saying, you know, there's no reason that we shouldn't find out which guys can pitch longer. You know, why does everybody have to be a 5-inning pitcher? You know, what you're doing is you're dumbing down the game to fit the lowest common denominator instead of finding out who can pitch forward.
Tracy, you're going to be joining us.
Yeah,
here
and I was going to mention this talk all over the league about the batters instead of string. You know, instead of swinging straight through the strike zone, okay, which is what I think everybody until the last few years was taught, you're going to, you know, you come and make contact on the plane with the ball, is now this uppercut swing where they're trying to get and lift the ball instead of just hitting it, you know, and letting the ball itself with the rotation, you know, climb and go out. Everybody tries to, just seems to be trying to lift the ball when they're hitting, and I think that's one of the reasons that these strikeouts are up. It makes the area of contact so much smaller if you're trying to cross the plane of the ball rather than meeting it on its own plane.
Nolan Ryan and I were talking about that exact same thing the other day, and he said, I might have gotten 7,000 strikeouts if I could pitch today. I said, well, you couldn't have because you could only go in 5 innings.
I guarantee you Nolan wouldn't go 5 innings.
No.
Not at all.
He'd tell the manager, go sit down in the dugout and shut up.
As Fregosa used to tell Dave LaRoche, Dave, put tennis shoes on today. You're not pitching.
Good stuff. Tracy, always good to catch up with you. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, see ya.
There you go. Tracy Ringles will be joining us.